The Chogi, written by Christina Curtin, June 7, 2024. I posted a video the other day of Evie in the play yard with Marina. While I had my back turned, Evie had put a necklace over Marina's head. The necklace was slightly taut, but not choking her. Before I had taken my eyes off them, no necklace was in sight, and they had been playing just fine. But, of course, anytime you take your eyes off your kids, shit goes down. So when I turned around and saw the future noose around Marina's neck, here's what went on in my brain. Can't even turn my back for a damn second, can I? Someone's gonna die. Jesus, does Evie really not realize that could kill her sister? Or is she having a good sudden moment? Classic big sister, little sister moment right here. And as my brain went through all of this, I took a quick video of the moment, planning to share later because I figured other moms or siblings could relate. This was a real moment. This shit happens. I love the real stuff, the unfiltered, flawed nature of being a mom. Once I had time, I shared it on social media. Comments started coming in, and I immediately realized that I'm either really fucked up or no one has a sense of humor. First off, someone called Evie a boy. Seriously? She's got Elsa PJs on, for Christ's sake. I thought we were past this stage where people would be confused about her gender. Anyways, while some folks laughed or said they used to put a bag over their sister's head while playing, others commented in horror, asking how I could film this and share it to take that off that baby's neck this instance, that I should not have kids. Like, really, people? Evie isn't tying Marina up with a noose. Clearly, I posted it with humor. Like, this is what sisters do. If my child was actually choking my other child, I wouldn't film it. At first, I went through the comments and defended myself. I explained that this wasn't dangerous. I said that Evie wasn't trying to kill off her younger sister, even though she does want the garbage truck to come take her away sometimes. But then, I had a eureka moment thanks to my older girls. I told Gianna and Scarlett about the video and the comments. They were surprised, as they always seem to be, that my video got so many views. Then one of them, maybe Scar? I think it was her. I don't know. My memory of who said what, who wants what, is shot now with four kids. Anyways, Scar said that it really pissed her off that I always let people say bad things about me on social media, but I never smack back at them. I'm always so nice and defensive instead of how I am really reacting to the comments in real life. I'm not really feeling bad about it or defensive. I think these people are being ridiculous. In real life, I'm saying, what the fuck? Unclutch your pearls and grow a sense of humor. Do you really think I would post a fucking video of my kid trying to off my baby and then use the hashtag funny on it? So I started smacking back. And I don't know why it took Scar pointing it out to me, but I'm glad she reminded me that I don't have to defend what type of person or mother I am. I know who I am. And these haters that see a 30-second video and think they know me can go pound fucking salt.